Stryker recalled two of its customizable hip implants in 2012 after they were found to corrode. Toby Milrod, one of the plaintiff's lawyers, says the metal-on-metal design was fundamentally flawed.
I think it's a product of the competitiveness in the industry to build a better mousetrap. And unfortunately, the concept here, although it might have been good on paper, practically speaking, it really never could have worked.
Most of the 4,000 lawsuits following the recalls have been consolidated. Diane Welsh of Philadelphia, a former U.S. magistrate, was appointed lead mediator in an unusual settlement process. She says company representatives sat down and listened to stories directly from the mostly elderly patients.
What we came to appreciate on a deep level was that for these people, justice delayed would truly be justice denied.
Attorney Thomas Annapol, who represented about 50 clients from the Philadelphia area, says the deal took less than half the typical time to work out. He says it's a good deal for patients.
This is, without a doubt, I think the strongest, highest value base award with the fewest reductions for folks that have been injured.
That base award is $300,000 per hip, as long as the implant failed and required corrective surgery. Compensation climbs with additional complications. Unlike most settlements, there's no cap on the total paid by the company. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.